This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can make a quick mental run through the list of alternative energy sources without thinking about it too much, I'd bet. Solar, hydropower, geothermal. You've got wind as well, of course. And then you've got a guy named Louis Michaud and wind power like maybe you've never thought of it before. Flora Lichtman takes us to Sarnia in Ontario, Canada for a look-see.
We're standing on the lawn of Lambton College in Ontario, and in front of us is a 30-foot-wide, two-story-tall machine. It looks like a yurt made of blue metal, and on its roof, there's a clear plastic cylinder, big enough for a person to stand inside of.
I call this the LM9 prototype. The purpose of the prototype is to produce vortices and eventually to produce energy.
This is the latest iteration of a green energy invention Louis Michaud has been working on for almost 50 years. LM9 is a tornado machine.
We don't like to use the word tornado because it scares people. Well, why would you want to do it? Because tornadoes are destructive. But what I have realized is that there's a potential of using that process for producing energy.
Michaud is a retired engineer. He spent most of his career in an ethylene plant. But his nights and weekends, he gave to this invention. If you go into his garage, you'll see prototypes dating back to the 70s. So after decades of working on this idea, Michaud was awarded $300,000 from Startup Incubator Breakout Labs, which he used to build his large prototype. And here's the concept. Take waste heat from a power plant or air heated by the sun and spin it into a stationary tornado. The updraft would spin turbines at the base of the tornado, producing power. The LM9 prototype produces wispy dust devils in that plastic cylinder on top of the machine, and no power yet. But Michaud envisions generating tornadoes that reach miles into the sky, producing as much power as an average power plant.
A large hurricane produces more energy than all the electricity we produce in a year. So if you could produce, you know, a number of small vortices, the size of small tornadoes, then effectively we could produce our electricity without producing any greenhouse gas.
Here's the thing. This idea may not be as far out as it sounds. Our government, through ARPA-E, recently gave millions to a similar project. And for decades, people have been talking about the solar chimney, which similarly converts rising warm air into energy. In fact, one was built 30 years ago, and it produced power, but at low efficiencies. Now, if you talk to experts about this, you get wide disagreement, ranging from...
I'll believe it when I see it.
...to...
I think this is really solid science, and the idea is really robust.
That was meteorologist Paul Markowski and physicist Nilton Reno.
My gut tells me that when something sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Markowski is a tornado expert, and he doubts that you could engineer a stable, mile-high tornado with a low-level heat source, like waste heat from a power plant.
It's really hard to use these low-grade energies. I mean, waste heat is waste for a reason.
Fluid dynamicist Kenny Breuer of Brown. Now, his point is that it's difficult to build a machine...
does not waste more energy than it captures.
So Michaud is quick to point out that the first steam engines were inefficient, too.
People have always said, you know, things heavier than air will not fly. It'll be impossible to go at supersonic speed. It's very easy to say that something will not work when it hasn't worked yet.
Besides Breakout Labs, Michaud has gotten very little support for this idea over the years, and it's easy to dismiss the tornado machine until one imagines the alternative, a world without people like Louis Michaud.
Once you get the realization that something is possible, it's difficult. It's something that is going to really improve our life is possible. I would consider it treacherous to abandon it.
I'm Flora Lichtman for Marketplace.
Flora Lichtman is the host of the Adapters podcast, which is from Sound Vision Productions with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.